defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. How the heck are you today, the day after the Monster Cast? Always a pleasure to be here with you. What a show. Last night's show was good. I really enjoyed it. Sheriff Mack, he's always fun to have. Gave Alan Gottlieb the day off. Gave AWR Hawkins the day off. Rob Pincus was kind enough. Nothing stops that guy, Rob. The only thing was whether or not his flight was going to interfere with him being able to call in, and he was able to make that work. So God bless him. We got the pro tip of the weekend. And, of course, Beth Bauman out in Idaho. She does just wonderful work with Town Hall. We kind of lightened it up for the third hour with her. So I hope you enjoyed the program. A couple of things I want to talk with you about today. I go back to, I was reminded of this back on November 1st, just doing some research for today. And I found I'll call it a release. It was actually an article by Dave Workman. Impeachment warning. Here it is. Gun owners won't forget in 2020. So what made me look at that? Why, that's kind of random. How did that just pop up out of my head? Well, it wasn't random. If you're a premium subscriber to Armed American Radio, behind the scenes content, you unlock stuff like this. I just had earlier today about a 45-minute conversation or thereabouts with Dave Workman, a phone call that is going up on the premium site sometime after the show, later this afternoon, early this evening, however you want to call it. And in that conversation, we were talking about a number of press releases and things. That's how this popped up when I was searching for a particular column that he referenced in my phone call. By the way, if you want to become a premium subscriber, it's dirt cheap at $7.95 a month, armedamericanradio.com. Just click on the top to become a subscriber. You'll see it up there. Impeachment warning. Gun owners won't forget in 2020. Now, why this is significant is because earlier today, when I was doing some research on for the program today, I saw something about judges and Trump. And, of course, why the left hates him so much. There's a myriad reasons why. But in particular, the courts play a huge role in the left's hatred of Donald Trump. So I started looking at these things, and I was like, man, these two things come together. The same people pushing impeachment have been staunch allies of the gun prohibition lobby. This is a statement from Alan Gottlieb on November 1st. Anti-gunners have been horrified since day one of Donald Trump's presidency that he was actually determined to rein in the activist federal court system by nominating judges who understand there are 10 amendments in the Bill of Rights and that the Second Amendment really means what it says. More than 11 years after the landmark 08 Heller ruling and more than 9 years after the 2010 McDonald decision, he continued, some courts still act as though neither of those Supreme Court rulings existed. But the president has been filling court vacancies with solid, intelligent jurists who understand the difference between regulated privileges and constitutionally enumerated fundamental rights. So I'm looking at this going, oh, this is content fodder for the day today. It just kind of comes together. Capitol Hill anti-gunners, Alan continued, and their gun prohibitionist friends can't stand it. And they're using the impeachment crusade as a smokescreen to distract the Senate from doing its duty. This isn't about impeaching the president, Gottlieb stated. This is about impeaching our Second Amendment rights. I guarantee that American gun owners are going to remember this in 2020. He doubled down on this, by the way. This piece by Dave Workman was written about 4 or 5 days ago, I think. But he doubled down on this when he said, whatever else House Democrats are doing, it remains clear to us, that they want to obstruct the president's progress on restoring the courts with judges who understand and adhere to the Constitution. What, does that shock you? Of course it doesn't shock you. Congressman Nadler even admitted, this is again a quote from Alan Gottlieb, perhaps unintentionally, that his party does not want to wait for next year's elections, essentially taking power away from voters to decide the direction of the country. I could go on with more quotes from Alan, but you get the gist of what he's talking about here. Of course, Alan Gottlieb, new listeners, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the man at the helm of some of the biggest court victories, pro-gun court victories, in our nation's history. Not the least of which was 08 Heller, and which was not his case. His attorneys were used. And 2010, McDonald v. D.C. And there have been many others. Not enough time to go through them. But Alan Gottlieb, well known amongst the ranks of Democrats who are just angry as all get out of the courts changing. How bad is it? How bad is what Trump is doing in their eyes that they feel that they have to? And that's, believe me, it plays a large role in why Trump was impeached, technically impeached. I have a sneaky feeling Trump's going to get out of that. I don't know how or why I feel that way, but I have a feeling when it's all said and done, that ain't going to be the case. The way you're, because people are onto this. They know, they understand this Democrat socialist charade that's going on. How Trump is filling the liberal Ninth Circuit with conservatives. Now, this is unbelievable because the Ninth Circuit for decades has been the most overturned court by the Supreme Court in history. Filled with level with liberals, just a bastion of liberalism. But even the anti-gunners and even left-wing outlets, news outlets, are being forced to report the truth that the federal judiciary is, in fact, moving rightward under Trump. Up to 186 judges, I believe, as of today, and more on the way. Mitch McConnell was adamant about fixing this problem and taking back the courts from these wacko, I'll leave it at that. Wacko jurists. We'll leave it at that. But here's why this is such a huge problem. I want you to think about this in this perspective. 9 Western states fall under the jurisdiction of the Ninth Circuit, including the most populated state in the country, California, which also happens to be the most whacked liberal state in the country. It is Xavier Becerra. That's how I'm pronouncing his name. Who is constantly harassing Trump and the administration, regardless of what it is, in the courts, and using the Ninth Circuit, of which is there under the Ninth's jurisdiction, in which to do so. Now, we've had a couple favorable 3-judge panel rulings in the past that in an en banc hearing eventually become overturned. Trump is playing the Ninth Circuit like you would not believe. The Senate's confirmation of Lawrence Van Dyke and Patrick Bumate to the Circuit Court of Appeals just earlier this month brought to 9, the number is 9 on the Circuit Court. It's a 29-member bench, but it brought to 9 the number of appointments that President Trump has made. And that we got to make this very clear. It's the ninth circus out there that I've been calling it for years that serves as the last stop, according to Politico, for nearly every single legal complaint lodged out of those 9 Western states. So where are we with that? I'm talking about the Ninth Circus. This is crazy. It's a 3-seat majority in the ninth now. When Trump took office, it was an 11-seat majority. It is now 3. We will see, and this is why a second Trump term is so vital to the right to keep and bear arms. Imagine what happens in the nine states under the jurisdiction of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the circus out there. I'll pull off the moniker circus once he flips that court. Because given another 4 years, the Ninth Circus liberal days are over for a generation. Done. A 3-seat majority will be flipped within 2 years, I would guess. So think about that. Talk about a major shift in the left wing. Imagine what happens to those gun rights cases like Peruta that Justice Thomas went crazy over, and Gorsuch in a scathing dissent seeking cert at the Supreme Court. Both of those justices almost demanding the Supreme Court of the United States get off their duffs and take some of these Second Amendment cases to stop treating the Second Amendment as a redheaded stepchild, if you will. Imagine what happens when that court flips in those 9 states, particularly because one of those 9 states is California. Imagine what happens when California can start to take back their gun rights, when cases that make it through the court system and get to the Ninth Circuit are actually upheld in our favor, making California a place that can what? Make the Second Amendment great again. And that, of course, is Alan Gottlieb's motto, and I guess we should say slogan, coming up for the next election in 2020, make the Second Amendment great again. But there is absolutely light at the end of this tunnel, and we don't talk about this enough. We really don't. But if the trend continues, as I said, a major shift in that liberal wing of the judiciary, lawsuits for progressive cases aren't going to find a friendly court out there in the Ninth Circuit. I'll be back right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone the day after the Monster Cast. How the heck are you? Christmas week coming up. Merry Christmas. Some of you may be wondering, what are you going to be doing on Armed American Radio over Christmas? Well, I'll tell you. Christmas Day, Dave Workman and I will be getting together on the microphone. Yeah, that's right. We're going to get together on Christmas Eve, actually, and tape you a Sunday show. And we're going to have some fun with it. We're going to lighten it up. There's a story I don't want to give it away right now, but I'm going to take you back to something that Dave wrote for American Handgunner that's moving, to say the least. And I don't want to give it away, but it's about him and his dad. So that's it. That's all I'm going to say about it. But Dave's got his hands in a lot of pots, and we talk with Dave Workman a lot. Dave's been around a long, long time. A long time. He is a staple. He is a go-to in the field of firearms rights and journalism for many, many, many years, and someone that we all look up to. So I'm looking forward to enjoying that conversation with him in ways that we haven't heard Dave before, because we're going to keep it kind of Christmassy and family-ish. Excuse me. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, my sinuses are a wreck today, so I do apologize. The weather here has been nuts. So don't forget, Christmas Day, a really special hour with Dave Workman. Andy Hoosier will be in the seat more than likely Thursday and Friday. We're checking on his schedule right now. And if possible, I would like to try to get a couple days off with my family, even though you can't really take a couple days off. It means we can at least allow him to do the show prep and take the show on his own. But I don't know. We're working on that now. Now, for now, a couple things to tell you. And it's going to go up on the Facebook page today. Next Sunday on the Monster Cast, I mentioned it yesterday, I will be giving away 3 GunBroker.com range bags. I will include a signed copy of my book in each of those range bags, plus a really cool patented AAR Zip Sip Cup, Cooley Cup, you know, like a, you know, what do you call them? The Cooley Cups, right? Oh, these things hold any, it's great. You'll love them. They're just fun little things to have around, great little knickknacks. So we'll throw a couple of those things in. Plus, there's going to be the T-shirts and the stuff from Gun Broker in the bags, all right? I'm going to give away all 3 of them and bust them out on Sunday night's broadcast. How do you get in on that running? It's going to be really easy. Later today, I'm going to change up on armedamericanradio.com website, and I'm going to put this out on the Facebook page, too, so you'll be able to link to it if you use social media. I'll put something up on the Armed American Radio website for you, okay? So make sure to visit that. Just keep checking it. You'll see it. Right now, it's the North American Arms banner that pops up. Ask if you want. We're going to keep doing that, but we're going to put this one up for the range bag now to replace it, just so we can get you in there and give away one of these 3 range bags, okay? Probably going to have a pretty good shot. It's Christmas. A lot of folks might not be playing in the sandbox this week, if you know what I mean. So make sure to take advantage of that. You got a better shot now, particularly because we're giving away 3 of them, okay? There is a story in the Sun Herald. Who is the Sun Herald? Where are they out of? Don't know. Let's go through this a little bit and check this out. This is a terrible. When I saw this today, I thought, you know what? This is so awful. I got to bring it to my listeners. The headline, his dog went missing. Then he found a tragic note and her collar in his mailbox. This guy had a 10-month-old wolf dog named Nymeria. And in the Ozona community in rural Pearl River County. I don't know where this is. Is this Louisiana? I don't know. It really doesn't matter. The story is so horrible. The dog's name was Ghost. It's a white wolf hybrid dog. That dog came back early one day without his sister. So every day, the gentleman by the name of Stricker was searching for his dog, and he couldn't find it. He said some days, and I quote him, some days he came home early, or I came home early from work to look. I posted on social media, asked neighbors, and drove up and down roads. There's not a mean bone in her body, he said. She was good with other dogs, good with kids. She was super lovable. Nymeria weighed around 60 pounds, before she even turned a year old. So it's a pretty healthy dog. Wolf dog, huh? I guess it's a hybrid breed, right? Maybe so. I know George the Mad Ogre Hill used to have some wolf dogs. He loved them, swore by them. He said, we did that, so if anyone, what did he say? To take some precautions in case she ever did get out, he had a large yellow collar with an oversized tag that showed her photo, his address, and a number on it, and a description of her. So keep that in mind. He has this gigantic yellow collar of her, a collar on her, you know, huge yellow collar that's got a picture of her, picture of the house, not just the address, but a freaking picture of everything. So if you find this dog, you know where to take this dog, right? I mean, my gosh, I'm something I'd never thought about. Nowadays, they do what? They put the chips in, I guess. They asked us if we wanted to chip our dog. And, I don't want to do it right away. Maybe change our minds after hearing this. But nonetheless, he said, we did that. So if anyone ever saw her, there's no mistaking she was someone's dog. So after searching for weeks for the dog, he was getting ready to go out to dinner with his daughter when all of a sudden his search came right smack to a screeching halt, man. It just came to an end right then and there. Not just the search, but talk about it. Heartbreaking. He didn't, when he walked outside, he was, you know, kind of hoping to find his dog at the end of the driveway every time he'd go outside. He didn't find that. Instead, he found her collar. Get this now. Her collar with a note typed and sealed in a plastic bag in his mailbox. Now think about this. The collar that has photographs of everything. The collar which was able to lead the person who put it in the mailbox with everything, with the note, at his house because it had everything. And here's what the note said. If you're driving, I'm just warning you. I'm sorry to inform you that your dog was shot and killed Saturday night while digging through my garbage. It did not suffer, and I did not take pleasure in killing it. There is a county leash law which you should abide by so that I do not have to kill any more of your pets. Can you imagine that? He read the letter. He said he was in such disbelief that he had to pull the car over after he pulled out. He had to pull over for 10 minutes. He was just sick to his stomach. And here's what he had to say about it. He said, I was sick to my stomach to think that someone killed her while we had been out looking for her for digging in the garbage. An animal is not worth more than your trash or the time to make a phone call, which was all over the collar. Now, you talk about taking get off my lawn to the extremes. They're searching for the individual that did this. And he's gone as far as looking for packs of buzzards because there was nothing in there to indicate that the individual buried the dog or where the dog was. He didn't bring the dog's body back. So this, now, if you're a dog lover like I am, I've had dogs most of my life. I mean, this is just heart-wrenching. But to think that there are monsters out there that would do this. So why do I tell you the story? As a reminder that there is evil in this world. It exists. It is very, very real. And as Mr. Strickland found out, evil will visit you at a time and a place of its choosing, not yours. We all have a right to defend ourselves from this type of evil. Believe me, evil that can do that can do harm to you. We'll be back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Boy, we are getting really, really close to the end of the year, aren't we? No kidding. The next Monster Cast is the last one of this year, 2019. I can remember back, and I know you can too, looking at the millennium in 2000 going, oh my gosh, I'm going to be like 38 years old or something. I couldn't believe it. Seems like yesterday, doesn't it? Man, oh man. This program, Armed American Radio, in toto, if you will, in its 11th year, April 26th, 11 years of Armed American Radio over the airwaves. Incredible stuff, man. I can't thank you enough. Now, you all know there's been a change at Armed American Radio, a lot of changes at Armed American Radio. Take a look at the website if you haven't been there lately and see what I'm talking about. Out with the old, in with the new. Lots of cool stuff happening. You'll notice all those sponsor banners on there now that were never there before. Support them. Just watch them as they scroll by you. It's pretty cool, the 3D graphics that the guys do on there. But anyway, they come floating along. Click on them. Go see what Carr's got. Take a look at their products. Go look at North American Arms. Go look at Defender Coffee. And while you're there, buy a bag of coffee. I do the monthly thing. In fact, I just got a notice today in my email. I'm not going to go there now. It'll get me all messed up with what I want to talk with you about here in a minute. But because what will happen is I won't be able to find out. I'm going to lose it. I'll go back. Oh, here's that email. But just simply go to DefenderCoffee.com. Support the Second Amendment when you drink coffee. When you lay your head down tonight, lay your head down on a MyPillow. You won't be sorry. I certainly wasn't. Now I got a bunch of them around the house. and you use the promo code AAR by going over to the Radio Listener Specials tab on MyPillow.com, and you get a great deal, buy one, get one, on the sheets and the pillows. Whatever they put up there, it's buy one, get one free. And you honestly, I've seen the reports. I got another report from Don at MyPillow today. I get them, you know, as I mentioned yesterday, I think. The last one, I get them on Mondays generally. Sometimes they'll come on Tuesdays. But Armed American Radio listeners are just taking advantage of that. It's the holidays. You know, go ahead and buy a pillow for somebody and get one, keep it for yourself. Vault Pro USA, Lead Slingers has a new distilled spirit coming out soon. I'll let Brad Primo tell you about that himself. He really does. And I was talking earlier with Dave Workman today, and we were talking about two of his columns and one of mine that I sent up today, Ammoland.com. Check it out at Ammoland.com/AAR. There's so much information out there now coming at us. Ammoland puts it in a concise place for you. You get some of the best writers in the country, and you'll be able to read and links to hear things. And you know, just use the promo code Armed America. Well, it's not promo code. It's Ammoland.com/AAR. And that's the site that they have, the landing page that they have put up for us. And, of course, GunBroker.com. Peruse the auctions, and I know many of you are, and I thank all of you for doing that, particularly as we get near the holidays. Remember, you know, it's a time of supporting people. I'm going to tell you right now, we're in a world of satellite radio moment word out there in Pro 2A land right now. It is not going to be an easy ride in 2020. The election, trust me when I tell you this, while they're backing off of this now, the media will refine and try to reinvent the entire debate. They're leaving this go now, the gun control aspect of the campaign as we saw it before go, because they saw those candidates get next to nothing, 0-1, 2% in the polls. Don't think for 2 seconds, and this is what I wrote about today at Ammoland, make sure to go check out my column, but don't think for 2 seconds that it's not part of the plan. It is part of the plan. The major networks who put on the last two debates, how about Politico? Who was it? CNN, Politico, MSDNC. I mean, these are the ones that put on the last debates. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They did not mention gun control at all. They're working with the campaign. That's by design. And they're not doing it because they want to get it out of your mind. This is the creation of a narrative. But they're going to refine it. They're going to try to reinvent it and recreate a new narrative as we get closer. And I can promise you right now, there's folks in that media in some of those rooms sitting waiting for the next shooting that they can exploit. And that's exactly what they're going to do. It is going to be a very difficult year in 2020 for gun owners. But we know that's coming, it's also, wow, a really fascinating year when we see these sanctuary movements, these 2A sanctuary movements roll across the country. And I'm hopeful that we see more of them in gun-friendly places that are not under siege yet, because this sends a really big statement. Imagine this. Imagine Georgia, for example. It's a prime example. I sit in the state of Georgia right now. Imagine, if you can, bright red Georgia making a statement and not being prompted because of threats of gun control, the Democrats, socialists in the state house, and, you know, coming up here in January through the next couple months, they've been throwing anti-gun bills at us for years. They don't go anywhere in the Republican-controlled House and Senate in the state of Virginia. That's not what I'm talking about. Imagine if we, while we have the most pro-gun governor this state has ever had in Brian Kemp, imagine if we had all the counties in all the counties in Georgia declare themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries, not because of what's happening in Virginia as reactionary, but because we're literally taking that first step to say, any future tyrant, be forewarned. Not here, not today, not now, not up in here. Not up in here. Wouldn't that be a beautiful thing? It would. And if we could see that steamroll across the country, I think that would be wonderful. But it's going to be an effort. It's going to take an awful lot of work. And we're going to have to work together as a team to do these things. So you need to be informed. You need to be informed. All of us need to be informed. And you know what? I'm going to tie this back to partners again, because these people are shelling out money to make our voices heard. It keep us on the airwaves so that we can be informed in this medium, for example. And there are others as well. But we have to support each other. That's why you see Ammoland supporting Armed American Radio and vice versa. The written word, the spoken word, it is so critical to what we need to do going forward. So let's make sure that we participate together as we move in to 2020. And we'll have on Sunday next week, we're going to have a really fun time in the first segment of the first hour as we talk about what's coming up in 2020. It's going to be something else. Now, I'm going to go back to Virginia for a second. I looked at this and I thought, do I really want to go here? Do I want to get in an open carry gig here? Yeah, I do. I kind of felt like it today. And I'm kind of glad I felt like getting in an open carry gig today because I'm just in that kind of mood, kind of chilled out, relaxed. Monday nights are long nights, or Mondays are long days, I should say, after the Sunday show late. Don't get a lot of sleep, all wound up. But VCDL at VCDL.org, Virginia Citizens Defense League, has a title up, Please Don't Bring Long Guns to January 20th Lobby Day. Now, Lobby Day in Virginia this year is going to be wild. I mean, wild. And I can promise you, there are enough orange shirt-clad Moms Demand actions that are going to overtake the pro-rights movement in Virginia coming up on January 20th in 2020 at Lobby Day. It's not going to happen. There'll be a bunch of them, but they're going to be blown away by the amount of patriots that show up there in support of the Second Amendment. I can promise you that. I've seen the bus schedules, and they're adding to it from every single jurisdiction, every area in the state of Virginia. They're coming from everywhere. And with this, now keep in mind, here's what's fun about Virginia. They can openly carry sidearms in the state house in Virginia, and they're gonna. And they do it every single year, and they do it peacefully. Now, understand that at this stage of the game, and we're going to carry this into the next segment also, because it is the open carry debate, and I kind of like this, but it's not just open carry. We're going to narrow it down. Open carry long guns, open carry handguns. We're going to go there. Fun stuff. It always does. It always ruffles somebody's feathers. Somebody says, oh, you're a sellout. Grow up. You learn how to live. We'll go. Hold on. I'm getting ahead of myself. Radical Virginia Dems are pledging all types of gun confiscation, gun control. The VCDL planned lobby day for January 20th in Richmond is, as I said, going to be giant. But VCDL would like to ask you to do certain things. They want this to be about what it's about, and that's lobbying, not playing for the press. Okay? And they make that clear. Lobby day is about lobbying, sending a message to the General Assembly and the governor saying, not up in here, not now, not today. That's what this is about. When we come back, I'll give you some of the things that Virginia VCDL is asking you to do or not to do when you attend lobby day. Back after this. Don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. Welcome back inside the studios with me on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Talking about the VCDL, I did hesitate to go here because it's going to culminate in the open carry deal. It has to. There's no way around it. Openly carrying sidearms in Virginia is great. So you know what we're talking about here, right? It's openly carrying long guns. We'll go there in just a minute. But there's more, because the sanctuary movement in Virginia is creating massive turnouts of gun owners. And according to VCDL, and I'm going to quote now, sending a deafening message to lawmakers ahead of Lobby Day. On top of that, we now believe the size of the crowd on Lobby Day could be absolutely incredible, historic, if gun owners from around the state follow through and attend as we believe they will. You will absolutely want to be a part of this. Now, there are a lot of people I know from out of the state that are going as well. I've been asked to attend. Unfortunately, that's the week of SHOT Show in Las Vegas, where we'll be broadcasting from Radio Row at the Convention Center at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trades annual convention. So I won't be able to do that. And I'm kind of bummed about that, I'll be honest with you, because I would love to be broadcasting from Richmond, Virginia, a place I know very well. So this is going to be massive. But the militia movement now, let me go here. Various militia groups from Virginia and around the country, nearby states, are graciously volunteering their personnel to provide security. Now, this... Well, yeah, I know. I think this is awesome. With a large capital, and I'm going to quote from VCDL, with a large capital, Richmond and state police presence, not to mention enough citizens armed with handguns to take over a modern mid-sized country, we have the security base covered nicely. That said, the VCDL is welcoming the militias to come and participate anyway, not to act as security, but come to participate, and many of them have said they're going to show up to take canned food donations to the Richmond Food Bank, which I think is a great idea. Now, here's where we get to the crux of this stuff. If you are asking how, and this, I'm going to quote VCDL on this. If you are asking how you can help with VCDL's mission carrying long guns at Lobby Day is not helpful. So what they've just told you is don't bring your rifles. We don't want you to bring your rifles. Why? Because it's a distraction. Now, right now, there's some absolutists out there saying, bull, I'll take whatever. I can hear it now. And VCDL is aware of that. And I'm in 100% agreement with VCDL and the fact that they're asking people not to bring their rifles. Why? Because they don't want the distraction. The mainstream press deviates away from what it is VCDL is trying to accomplish and moves right smack over to the lunatic, their idea, in their mind, lunatic, with the long guns. They focus their cameras on the AR or the AK. Then the story becomes about the AR or the AK and not about VCDL's agenda. And you can set your watch by that, they've said. They've even said, you can set your watch by it. These people are not rookies at doing this. They know what they're doing. Now, in reality, should they be able to bring it? Of course. And they can. There's nothing stopping you from doing it. It's legal to do it. There are some parameters in Virginia that you have to follow. But nonetheless, it's legal. And there will be people who do, I promise. It won't matter. It won't make any difference. You know, I go back to that. I'm being reminded of it now. Those two morons in the Starbucks. You know, the big, huge guy and the little skinny guy, both of them with their rifles hanging over their shoulders and their slings in front of them and just freaking people out. And not that, you know, look, we all get it, but there's also a reality. Let me go back down here to, here's what they said. The section above on long guns has a few people riled up, and it does have things riled up, and it has people riled up for a reason. The section above on long guns has a few people riled up. Once again, the section asking people not to bring long guns. So here again is what they're asking, and they asked me to mention this. If you're going to attend Lobby Day and you want to help VCDL's mission, carrying long guns at Lobby Day is not helpful. It is a distraction. VCDL's important message inevitably gets lost as the press rushes to get some pictures of anyone carrying an AR or AK. The stories then become about the rifle, not the agenda. You can set your watch by it. Long guns are not easy to carry in a crowd either. VCDL needs its voice heard loud and clear in order to stop the onslaught of gun control bills. VCDL is not stupid. They know when they ask passionate activists, and that's their words, passionate activists, to leave their rifles at home, that people are going to get antsy. And it does. People do get antsy about that. And I'll have people send me, you know, really crappy email because I'm telling you to do the same thing. I'm not telling you not to ever carry your rifle with you. I'm just telling you at this place right now, there are some people in the know that are asking you not to do it to avoid the distraction. Okay? So help out and avoid the distraction. You can lawfully carry your openly carried gun at the state house, your handgun, legally, and do so without giving the anti-goofballs what they're looking for, a reason to make you look like an idiot. And they can do that because what's that old saying? Never. I gotta be careful. Never get into a fight with somebody that buys ink by the barrel, right? Okay. You don't want to get into that argument with the guy or gal who buys ink by the barrel because they're going to make you look stupid, period. They're just going to. They're going to win that. So don't do it. It's a sensationalist photo op for them of people toting long guns in public that they're going to use against us. And you know what? VCDL is right. It tends to frighten people who aren't in the know. A lot of the non-gun folks get a little bit antsy and a little bit nervous. And I'm going to quote now again from VCDL. VCDL leaders know how people who are scared of guns usually don't embrace gun ownership very readily or gun rights. Sometimes open carry protests can backfire as legislatures move to ban the practice. See California, handguns unloaded, long guns enacted, or Florida proposed. We've seen this happen in the past. Californians lost their right. You get the right people in the office at the wrong time and boom, or the wrong people in office at the right time, however you want to phrase that. And look what happens. Shocking photos, according to the media, make for a great distraction. And VCDL is asking people not to do that. So there you go. And let's see. Oh, and here we go. Let me go right down to the first comment. If you find yourself scared by a peaceful patriot carrying a long gun, perhaps you should be asking yourself why you're afraid. That said, I understand their point. See, so I can look, I'm not going to go through this whole thread. What I'm going to tell you is that I promise you that the whole thread is going to be dominated by the long gun and their request not to carry the long guns. I'm in agreement with them. I want to know your thoughts. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. And yes, I understand and I agree with that opening statement. If you find yourself scared by a peaceful patriot carrying a long gun, perhaps you should be asking yourself why you're afraid. That said, I understand their point. That's all VCDL is asking you to do. Okay? I'm all about carrying guns. I carry guns openly all the time. But they're asking you not to do it at that location for a reason. So, you know, heed that. I would if I was going there to make my statement politically. It's a, let's just say it's an unfriendly environment that's going to be dominated by very friendly, gun-toting, responsible gun owners that are going to prove the anti-gunners, the zealots, the ideologues, going to prove them wrong. And VCDL is going to have a great victory up there on Lobby Day. Hopefully, victory enough that it keeps some of these bills from even making their way through. Hopefully, some of these Democrats in some of these red areas have gotten the message and said, I'm running for election again in a couple years or whenever it is, and I kind of want to keep my seat because I kind of like doing this, so I'm not all about that bill. That remains to be seen. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense drawn to a close today. Hope you enjoyed the program. Hope you enjoyed the Monster Cash yesterday. An awful lot of fun. Sheriff Mack, as I said, if you missed it, I put it up. It was up real early, about 3:30 in the morning. The podcast went up. So make sure to go check out the podcast at whatever podcast service you use. Sheriff Mack was in there. Rob Pincus was in there. I covered some of AWR Hawkins' stories in his absence. And, of course, Beth Bauman. Today's show, lots of fun. Going to be talking to Dave Workman on the Christmas show. Got a lot of fun coming up for you for the week. Probably hear some Andy Hoosier in here. Until we meet on the radio tomorrow, we're going to get up and do it again because they don't want us to. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without that club. Back tomorrow. See you on the radio.